الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We should make lot of shukr to Allah that has brought us to that part of the year that we look forward to Ramadan again. We are in close proximity of Ramadan, that great, great month in which Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif and all the heaven scriptures. It is really the festive season for a believer. What a believer looks forward to the whole year, the coming of Ramadan. Other people might look for their busy days in their business. Somebody may look forward to their holidays. Somebody may look forward to going to entering their new home, etc. All various things. For a believer, this should be the thing that we should be looking forward to. And it's a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And a double gift. The Quran Sharif also in the month of Ramadan, it's a great gift on its own. The month of Ramadan itself is a great gift. So we should be looking forward to it with great anticipation. And we can see this is the mizaj of Nabuwat. The nature of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that long in advance he started making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. That is, in the month of Rajab, give us barakat. Sha'ban, 2 months before Ramadan, already getting prepared for the coming of Ramadan. Like that beginning of the year, which is Muharram, Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannah. And for the coming of Ramadan, Allah beautifies Jannah. And then, when the night of Ramadan comes, all the beautiful, all the Hurul Ain, the beautiful Hurul Ain, come in the balconies of the palaces of Jannah. And they ask Ridwan, who is the keeper of Jannah, oh Ridwan, which night is this? There is a special night, the first night of Ramadan. That which night is the? He says, this is the night of Ramadan. And then those Hurul Ain offer themselves, who is there who is prepared to marry us? So the month of that month is coming when we are getting proposals. And we are getting proposals from the Hurul Ain. So how can't we be looking forward to that month? What a man of upside down brains he's got that he can't be looking forward for the month when the Hurul Ain are proposing. And they are asking who will marry us. They want to marry us. And the Hurul Ain, what their qualities are, Oruban Atraba. They are masters in the art of love making. Nobody knows the art of love making as they are. And they are of a similar age, matured. They are not like immature. And they do things like a small girl, immature girl. They are very matured also. And fihi khayratun hisan. The Hurul Ain, they are extremely beautiful, extremely beautiful. And together with that, their character is also sublime and superior. What great character also they've got. Yeah, in this world we know how many people write also their complaints they've got. They say, my wife is very beautiful, but her tongue, when she gives me a tongue lashing, and how she treats me, then I can't tolerate that. Or she's got a very good character, but when I look to her, I don't know where to look. There's nothing to see. Nothing. But the Hurul Ain, the most beautiful, but the most supreme and sublime character also. Where are we, what are we wasting our time in this dunya? Where can we be looking at the filthy, dirty woman of the road, by which you'll only get AIDS and HIV. You'll destroy your life, you'll destroy your respect and honor. The Hurul Ain, what Allah has made. And they are now, the month of Ramadan is coming. And the first of Ramadan, they are proposing for us. So we should be, how much we should be looking. This is that month. Like for example, if we know somebody where the food they prepare is really wonderful. And they have invited us. And they have prepared food, whatever you can think of. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, right? The hours of people also, what ajeeb, fascinating types of food. On one occasion, he was invited by somebody in Bombay. He has this program, Bayan. After that, they went to sit to eat. When they came, the dishes came all. Then the host told, start eating. So he said, what must we eat? There's no food, the utensils are here. He said, start eating. Then he said, but where's the food? He said, the food is there. Aunt, why don't you eat? They made the food in the form of the utensils. The food, the utensils was the food. So what expert people they are as far as cooking is concerned, they are great expert people. And they have all their energies, all their brains, they have spent it in preparing what type of fruit. Even today, what Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once was sitting on the Dasturkhan, and things that came on, the people couldn't understand, they asked, what is this here? So he said, ye tumhari aurto ki chonch le hai, that this is your woman's all, they're giving vent to all their, what they can invent and what they can make. They're making all these funny type of things. And sometimes with the food, the instructions are given how to eat it. You don't even know how to eat that food, how you must eat it. Then Hazratji said, you people didn't engage them in ibadah, in ta'aleem. So all their potential is coming out in these things. So anyway, if there is some wonderful dawah with whatever exotic food you can think of, special food, and one tip for, especially for the ladies, that sometimes when the special dawah and they wanted to prepare some special dish and it flopped, it didn't come out right. So just call it, this is an Italian dish or a Syrian dish. Nobody knows. So all will think that this is a special dish, that special Syrian dish, Jordanian dish or something. So anyway, but if there is this da'wah, that da'wah is in the month of Ramadan, a spiritual da'wah. Sometimes we walk past a house and the smell of pride is coming. And even if you are full, water comes in your mouth. Or the smell of biryani, roast comes and the water comes in your mouth. This is now our mouth should be watering for what Allah is giving us on the dasturkhan of Ramadan. And with a big bang it is starting, where the Hurul Ain are offering the marriage for us. And every one of us know what we are worth. Where we are worth that the whole in giving marriage proposals to us. But still, if we don't pay attention and we don't look forward to Ramadan, and then in the month of Ramadan, the great enjoyment of tilawat of Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is ajaib, it's fascinating, things never come to it, come to an end. It's gharaib, it's new things never come to an end. What a kitab Allah has given us. Just see, for those people whom Allah has given insight of the Quran Sharif. Surah Sajda, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is also known more commonly in academic circles as Alif Lam Mim Tanzeel. Anyway, it's got 30 ayahs. And the subject matter of Surah Sajda is very similar to subject matter of Surah Mulk, the first surah of 29. It also has got 30 ayahs. Both of them have got 30 ayahs. And the virtues for are similar, are the same for both surahs. A person who reads them between Maghrib and Isha, both the surahs, he gets the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months, how many nights have they got? Times 30. 30,000. So that one night ibadat, better than 30,000 nights ibadah. Just to read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi between Maghrib and Isha, you get the sawab, more sawab than 30,000 nights ibadah. So Allahu Akbar. So much we can gain. And both these surahs are such, they will plead with Allah Ta'ala for those who read them always. One person was a great sinner, committed, you can say, every type of sin. The only good he was doing, he should read Alif Lam Mim Tanzeel every night. Then when he went in the qabr, the surah pleaded to Allah, Ya Allah, he read me every night. I'm pleading and I'm interceding on his behalf. Allah accepted the intercession. And Allah said, all his gunas, change it into good deeds. And further than that, raise his stages in Jannah also. So these things are coming. And Ramadan, all this is multiplied, this is nafal ibadat, to read this, it's multiplied by 70. So that 30,000 nights ibadat multiplied by 70. So Allahu Akbar, 210,000 nights, every night of Ramadan. Who won't wish then that Ramadan must have full 30 nights, that we mustn't be discounted and we get one day we are shortchanged and we get only 29 days. Everyone will wish, we won't have that eagerness that Ramadan must be 29 days, 29 nights. What a great, great things Allah Ta'ala has given. So all this is on the dasturkhan for us. For us, we just have to sit at the dasturkhan and start chowing and start frieting. When there's food like that, then roll up your sleeves and just don't look up also. Don't look right and left also. That is how we should be engaged in the month of Ramadan. No time for anything else. The tilawat of Quran Sharif, the gharaib of Quran Sharif. So Surah Sajda has got 30 ayahs. The middle ayat, the 15th ayat, is the Sajda ayat. And the number of words in the Sajda ayat is 15. And it is the 15th ayat, and it has got 15 words also, and it is the middle of Surah Sajda. If you multiply it by 2, it's the half, 1 over 2. Then it comes to 30, the 30 ayats of Surah Sajda. It has got, it is the Sajda word for Sajda in the ayat is the 186 word in the surah. And if you multiply that, it's the half in the middle. Now you multiply it by 2, 186 times 2, 36 and 372. 372 words are the number of words in the whole surah. If you will study the Quran, you will be shocked at what Allah Ta'ala says. Fas'alil adin. Ask those people who count. Who are those who count? The mathematicians. If the mathematicians, with all their knowledge of math, they study the Quran, they will find fascinating things which are in the Quran Sharif. How impossible for any human being, for a committee of the most learned people, most academic people, to produce one ayat like the Quran Sharif. In fact, when the surah Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar was put on the door of the Kaaba Sharif, the Arabs, they used to challenge one another as far as their literary power is concerned. They were very, very literate and they had great power. And who produced something better, then it would come on the door of the Kaaba and that used to be taken off. When this ayat was put in the surah Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar, that was the end of their competition. They say nobody can challenge them. And according to some ulama, it's not only the subject matter of Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar, but the numerical values of the surah, that you cannot produce something like that. It is from Allah Ta'ala. So this is that the month that the Quran Sharif is for us. Ask ourselves that during this whole year, how many of us have completed one Quran? Whereas that is compulsory on us to do one khatam of Quran in the year, at least minimum, and one khatam in the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan, we should be just engaged in tilawat of Quran Sharif. And fortunate are those people who cleanse their heart from Rajab, from Shaban, and a clean heart is that heart that takes to the Quran Sharif. If our hearts are dirty, we ask that I can't get going reading. I don't get enjoyment. I don't get the time. I get too distracted when I'm reading Quran. It's because our hearts are dirty. Clean the heart, and a clean heart with the pure Quran, it clicks immediately. Where there's a proposal of a boy for a girl for a boy, and both of them are on the same level, same mizaj, they just click automatically. And what an enjoyment in such a union. So with the Quran Sharif, there is the time to clean our hearts. Quran is pure. There is no purer kitab. And the Quran purifies us. If we have a cup or a glass which is dirty, and we want to clean it, what will we clean it? Water. And what we want to put inside? Water. So Quran, zikrullah, will purify our hearts. Then put the zikr of Allah in that person whose heart is one time Allah, the noor of Allah, the enjoyment of the name of Allah, the barakat in the name of Allah, the rahmat in the name of Allah. It will make your heart expand and become big. You don't need angioplasty. It will open all your veins and all your arteries and everything. Bring the name of Allah into our heart. That great occasion is coming now. And together with that, Allahu Akbar. From morning till night, it comes in the hadith that the creation of Allah are making dua for the ummah of Rasul. For all those who are fasting, the fish in the water, the birds in the air, the ants in their holes, the animals are in the jungle, all are making dua for the ummah of Nabi, for those who are fasting. At night, from sunset till Subah Sadiq, every night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala Himself coming to the lower sky. Allah is everywhere, all the time. But His special tawajjuh, His special favors come down heavily. And Allah Himself calls out, is there anyone asking for hidayat? Is there anyone asking for rozi? Is there anyone asking for shifa? Is there anyone asking for so and so? Is there anyone asking for so and so? Allahu Akbar, the month of du'as. Du'as are readily accepted. So this is what a great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is a month that every nafal comes to the value of a farad. And every farad becomes is multiplied by 70. Allahu Akbar. To get an understanding of that, Shaykh Ahmad Sarhindi Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great buzurg of the past, he says that whole year's nafal ibadat, for example, namaz, a person makes tahajjud whole life, he's making ishraq, awwabin, chas, lot of other, salatul tawbah, salatul hajar, salatul shukr, lot of nafal namaz, whole life of nafal namaz is not equal to 2 rakats of faraz namaz. And two rakats of Farz is the two rakats of Fajr. So your whole life's nafar cannot equal the two rakats of... So how value is that Farz? The two, the how valuable. Imagine that every nafar namaz, the great virtues of Tahajjud, the great virtues of Awwabin, the great virtues of Ishraq and Chas, how long? So great the virtues. All that cannot equal the true Farz. So what is the great value of Farz? And in Ramadan, every nafal becomes the value of a Farz. And the Farz goes to the value of 70, to the power 70. So how great isn't it? How is it that we can't be eagerly waiting and really from ask ourselves, who of us made dua from the heart? Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ Ya Allah, my health is not good, but please let me reach Ramadan. Ya Allah, this problem, that problem, but let me reach Ramadan. And then how to reach Ramadan also? اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَانَ Let all conditions be suitable. Let them be conducive. Let them be convenient for your ibadah. It must not be I'll end up in the hospital. It must not be I'll end up with a court case in Ramadan. And the dates they have given are in the month of Ramadan. It must not be that I engage in some of my other business activities or something. I must be free for Ramadan. And oh Allah, make Ramadan conducive for ibadat also. Let there not be arguments. When I come to the masjid, people are arguing and fighting. Or today I open my phone and people are only all arguments and fight. The moon has been sighted. No, it has not been sighted. These people didn't take their evidence correctly. All that. Ramadan is spoiled from the start already. So all that. And Ramadan is a time when Shaitan also works more harder. Though he's fastened up and chained, he can't interfere. But his effects which are 11 months we were in his khidmat. And we were obedient to him. So we are influenced by him. Husband and wife arguments, whole year no trouble. But Ramadan starts, and now they want to give divorce. And she's demanding a divorce. Poor Mufti Saf is busy in his ibadah, and the Darul Iftah is closed in Ramadan. No, open it and give us our verdict now. This argument the partners in business have got, and they want the solution now. And it must be done now. A person comes to the masjid, and somebody has put the fans on. Another person insists they must be put off. And this person insists it must be put on. And a big argument just on fans now. Or just the windows. Somebody opened the windows. Somebody closed the windows. And on all those things. So Allah make the month of Ramadan conducive for ibadah. Not any of these distractions whatsoever. And what we earn in Ramadan, oh Allah keep it forever for us. It's also a great thing to earn. But after earning, to look after it. And there are various ways we lose what we have earned. Today, how many people voluntarily lose what they have earned? Our old people used to say, there are those people that money in their pockets, they just can't keep it. It's making a noise. Till they don't spend it and use it up, they don't find chan and sukoon. So how many of us, we made money, now till we don't go for that $500,000 holiday, to a foreign destination. 500,000 we've gone to Malaysia with the whole family. We've gone to Mauritius. We've gone to all other places for holidays. We've gone to Pakistan. You don't hear people going to Pakistan for holidays. But yeah, gone to Pakistan for a holiday. And all that money voluntarily we throwing it down the drain. One is if somebody comes and steal it. One is you've got a heart problem. You have to pay $500,000 there to the doctor. One is you have a court case, and this also is one way that of your own, with your own hands or your own, voluntarily, you're going to destroy your money. And you think it's a great achievement, I went for a holiday. And what was that achievement? That when you came back, you say, I'm dog tired. You went there to rest. For the whole year, you worked very hard. And today, who works hard? And nobody, the laborers, and we haven't got one laborer yet. And who work so hard. Our work is so light, but we are overworked and we have to go for holidays. And then when we come back from the holiday, now we are too tired. When we go for the holiday, the first night the pillow was too soft or it was too hard. You wake up with a stiff neck. Now the whole day your neck is just in one direction. And now you are making your holiday. Or the mattress was too soft or too hard. You didn't get a good sleep. Who told you, bhai, that leave your house where you got the mattress which is ideal for you, which you are so used to. Your pillows which are perfect for you. Your duvet or whatever, everything is ideal. Now you leave your chain and go and look for musibat. There outside is musibat. You got chain with your wife, enjoyment, and you go and look for musibat in other filthy women. And what is all this called? Progress. What is progress today? That, for example, the world has progressed and we have retrogressed. We have gone backwards. Today, with the progressive world and the world of technology and the world of advancement, middle of the night also, all street lights are bright. And security lights are put, bright lights also. Everywhere security lights also. You just open a door and the light goes on. All that, but the heart is dark. The heart is black. We made effort to lighten up the world and we forgot our own hearts. And our hearts are so black that there is a snake and there is a stick. The stick is of your benefit. Snake is for harmful. You can't see it because your heart is black. Today in this worldly life, who we take as friends, who are our enemies. And who do we hate are those people who are our friends. A true friend, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, is the one who tells you your mistakes. That is a true friend. In a nice, suitable way, he brings to your notice, this you are not doing right, this you can do better in this way. In this way you can earn more. As far as deen is concerned, that is a truth. But we can't make the difference because our hearts are gone black. We can't differentiate. Today our hearts are gone dead. They're not working at all. Dunya has progressed and everything. We have got air cons and we have got soft music and we have got everything to make the environment ideal for sleep, but no sleep whatsoever. With all the sleeping tablets also, no sleep. And with all that, the hearts have become restless. So we made effort on material things. And what we had to make effort on ourselves, we forgot ourselves. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَانْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't become like those people who forget Allah, the commands of Allah, the deen of Allah. The result, you forget yourself. And this is exactly what has happened. Today, where the world is moving, we are at the back. We have forgotten ourselves, our own comfort. The world we are working, how many people are proud? I've got so many properties. Today, an ordinary person is a millionaire. You own one house, is worth R1 million. You're a millionaire. How many are millionaires? But as far as akhirat are concerned, zero. We haven't sent anything for akhirat. And we are working more hard. Our brains are gone. So polluted, shaitan is urinated in our brain that we work for that which we know we are going to leave behind. We work for that which we know not one bit of it will come with in our kafan, in our qabr. Not a pair of socks will come back. Not your false teeth, not your watch. You got a ring that doesn't want to come out, but it will be taken out at the time of mourn. That ring won't be allowed to go with. Nothing whatsoever. And all those things we are proud, I've got so much. You got nothing and you are proud, I got so much. What you got is what is in akhirat. Akhirat is not 50 years. It's not 5 million, 5 trillion, 5 quadrillion years. Forever and ever. And all the things of dunya which we acquire is all going to be left behind. Allah Ta'ala gave us our brains and our bodies to use it and to prepare for akhirat. We're using our brains fully and we're using our bodies fully to make money. And the money we use to put back onto our bodies. Eat nice food, have a nice house, have a nice vehicle. Just we're putting it back. Body and mind onto material things. Material things back onto the body. Time of mourning came and zero. I didn't know when I'm going. And what have you prepared for your journey? Nothing. I've prepared nothing. Wise are those people who just see to the basic things of dunya. And this little thing, Like, for example, a family feels that we don't go for holidays, we just go for picnics. So that's all right. From the picnic, it goes to a small holiday. From a small holiday, it goes to a big holiday. From a local destination, it goes to a foreign destination. And then many of these foreign destinations and these big holiday places, there is no comfort there. You land up there at 9 o'clock in the morning, your flight times, etc. And they only check you in your room at 2 o'clock. Now from 9 to 2, 5 hours, you must sit in the lounge there. And now you are tired, the travel you undertook. You are tired. And now who told you, you had your house, you could sleep when you want to. You could sleep as much as you want to. And on your time you slept. But who forced you out there? You yourself. And the worst, it's a big achievement. We are on a big holiday. Now your little children you brought to make them happy. And they are all also uneasy. They are also tired. And they also, and then the hotel people again, you are making a noise here, disturbing the other people. The lifts are so busy. It's holiday peak period. Now you have to wait at the lift so long. For what all this? You, Allah gave you. And what we have to prepare, and nothing of this is going to help us in the akhirah. Mm-hmm. So the akhirah is the real life. So this great month is coming. Everything is on the plate for us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't keep anything for himself. He taught the ummah. And he taught us this great dua, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab. Make our namazes correct. Make our yaqeen. Yaqeen, what is yaqeen? On one expedition of jihad, the sahaba were returning. And when they were returning, rain fell down. So one sahabi, he made dua to Allah. Rain is beneficial. We all need rain. But oh Allah, don't let my goods get wet. When they reached Medina Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw his goods. What? How come everyone's goods are wet? All are wet. Drenched in water. He said, I made dua to Allah. That is what is called yaqeen. That and Allah's qudrat is above everything. If we can have that yaqeen in our heart and we turn to Allah Ta'ala. There was this Dr. Robert Brown in Canada or US, and a very top famous doctor and a big following also, big scientist also. And he felt himself that he was born in a Christian home. He should go to church regularly. But he says, I was never a Christian. I was an atheist. I never believed in Allah. He says, whenever I wanted more money, I didn't have to make dua. I worked harder. I got more money. Whenever I needed something in the house or anything, then appliance, anything, I ordered it. It came. Or I had to install something. I got the workers and they installed it. Or I did it myself. Everything I did myself, where Allah puts in. At this juncture, think for ourselves also. How many of us have got yaqeen that we ask Allah for everything? It comes in the Hadith Sharif, your shoelace breaks, ask Allah Ta'ala. Never ever forget to say inshallah. But ask ourselves, is inshallah ever on our tongues? Big, big decisions we make, knowing that if Allah wishes. Because we in charge, really in practice we are atheists. We say we believe in Allah, but in practice we have got no trust on Allah. We don't depend on Allah Ta'ala at all. So this all happened. Allah blessed him with a daughter. And he loved his daughter. But when she was born, from her neck downwards, whole body was blue. No oxygen going in the body. The doctors who were there, they all discussed and they said, this child, forget hours, won't live minutes also. And he was parishan. He loved her so much. He went out immediately. They were giving him explanations and telling him what the situation is. He went out to the prayer room in the atheist, in the hospital. And he went down on his knees like sajda. And he cried to Allah. He said, oh Allah, if you are there, if there is a Lord, give my daughter Shifa. If you are there, connect me to you. And he cried for 20 minutes. After that he went back. He saw his daughter is on the other side of the ward. And she's perfect, nothing wrong. Spoke to the doctors, she needs no intervention. She needs no treatment, nothing. And whole life she'll live a normal life. That is the power of dua, yaqeen. And then he went and looked for Allah. Who is this Allah who did all this? He didn't find Allah in the Bible. in the Old Testament, Torah, Zabur. He looked in the Quran, every answer he started getting. And really the Quran Sharif is that kitab. If I'm not getting my answers, go and have my eyes checked up. Not by the optician there, by some Allah wala. That are my eyes right? Have our brains checked up. Don't go to schools and university to put more sawdust. That's all what they put there, just sawdust in your head. They don't put any knowledge, what is called knowledge, that oneness of Allah, the reality of akhirat, of sublime akhlaq and character. That is what is knowledge. Not all to how to do people down, how to rob people. That is not knowledge at all, whether it's done in sophisticated ways or whatever. So check ourselves up. If I'm not finding Allah in the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, a kitab of guidance through and through. This is the month of Ramadan. There is the month of Quran Sharif. So this is the month that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Everything is laid out on that dastarkhan just for us to eat. Let us get prepared with Rajab, with the yaqeen on Allah of Mi'raj. Build our yaqeen. How great is Allah? How did Allah grant Mi'raj to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? The great gift of namaz. And really let us work. If I'm not enjoying my namaz, if I'm not looking forward to my namaz, something very wrong in me. In our house, if the children don't enjoy the food mummy has prepared, something wrong with that child. Why the child is not eating? The child needs some treatment, something. Why he hasn't got an appetite? The children are all playing. One child is not playing. What's wrong with the child? If we not, Ramzan is not appealing to us, and the great things of Ramadan are not appealing, something is wrong with us. Then the month of Shaban, which is now in another 4 or 5 days, and in here is the great night of Shab-e Barat, Laylatul Bara'ah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. In this Mubarak night, Allah said, fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. All matters of importance and greatness are decided in this night. So keep roza, qumu laylaha. Spend the night in ibadah. Sumu naharaha. Sumu yawmaha. Fast during the day. The month of Shaban, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept the most rozas in Shaban. Prepare ourselves then for Ramadan. And with open heart and open hands, welcome Ramadan. Wait eagerly for Ramadan. And then get involved in the ibadat of Ramadan. A person, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, who spends his life like a Ramadan, his mort will come like Eid for that person. So if we spend our, and the person who spends his Ramadan correctly, Eid won't be man labisal jadid, who wears new clothes. Or those people who put big dates on the stove. That is not Eid. Eid liman khaf al wa'id, who are afraid whether our ibadat was accepted of the month of Ramadan. Who engaged in ibadat. So this is that way. And if we do, then say how mort will come like Eid. And when Malakul Maut will come and fetch you, he will tell you to read Kalima. And he will come in the most beautiful form that you will be eager. Your ruh will, the door is hardly opened of the cage and the bird wants to fly. Your ruh will fly out like that. Otherwise, the ruh doesn't want to come out. Then it is lashed and smited from all sides. Come out. That the ruh who does that doesn't want to come out of the body because we are in this material thing and that bogged us down and we're afraid of what's going to happen in the qabr. I'm going to be alone there. What will happen to me? All my gunas are going to be there. I'll be punished on by my gunas. So let us prepare a wonderful occasion. Allah has given for everyone this wonderful occasion in Shaban and then Ramadan. And after that comes again Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, Qurbani days come, Hajj days come again, then Muharram comes. What the occasion for Mu'mineen. We don't have to look askance for holidays here and holidays there. We don't have to worry of luxurious homes and luxurious motor cars. What we have to prepare is for the Akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.